Ich habe Second Speaker this morning, Marius Ferrari from the Freie Universität Berlin, just pointing out a very few things. He obtained his PhD in 2009 at the University of Tehran, which was on divine names, and is now doing a second PhD at the Freie University of Berlin, which is on how do we understand or grasp the names of infinite truth. So I think it's best we start right now.
So, erst guten Tag oder guten Morgen. Es ist erstaunlich, dass so in einem Samstagmorgen Sie hier sind. Und ich werde meinen Vortrag eigentlich auf Englisch, aber wollte kurz 3-4 Punkte sagen. Erst am Anfang dieser Vortrag gibt es eine etymologische Wortbeschreibung, die jetzt wegen Zeitdruck werde ich das verzichten und wenn am Ende Zeit habe, werde ich vielleicht das hinzufügen. Hier geht es um erst eine Beschreibung, eine Frage, dass wenn wir über eine Grenze sprechen oder eine Grenze denken, sollen wir beide Seiten von dieser Grenze kennen oder verstehen. Das ist Anfang, ich spreche über Wittgenstein oder durch ein Zitat von Wittgenstein werde ich das beschreiben. Dann, ja, der gesamte gebliebene Teil vom Vortrag geht um 4 und 3 verschiedene Formen von Überschreitung von einer Grenze und ich beschreibe das durch heilige Sprache. Und am Ende werde ich beschreiben, dass wie diese 3 Formen haben Beziehung oder Zusammenhang mit unserer Selbsterkenntnis. Das ist die Struktur von meinem Werk. Wittgenstein and Thinking About Boundaries. Perhaps the young Wittgenstein in prologue of Tractatus thinks about some aspect of same questions. Ich habe so in letzter Zeit gesagt, das ist nicht so wichtig, sondern das Buch Wittgenstein, Buch 1. Wittgenstein, das Buch will also dem Denken eine Grenze ziehen. Oder vielmehr nicht dem Denken, sondern dem Ausdruck der Denken. Denn um dem Denken eine Grenze zu ziehen, mussten wir beide Seiten diese Grenze denken können. Wir mussten also denken können, was sich nicht denken lässt. Die Grenze wird also nur in der Sprache gezogen werden können. Und was jenseits der Grenze liegt, Grenze der Sprache, wird einfach Unsinn sein. In this text are several important claims, which could be summarized and discussed as follows. 1. Um dem Denken eine Grenze zu ziehen, mussten wir beide Seiten diese Grenze denken können. In Klammer, wir mussten also denken können, was sich nicht denken lässt. It means to say that until here I can think and after that I don't is grammatically wrong. What we can think about, we can. What we cannot, we cannot. The second and third sentence show us incoherences that such a wrong usage of language result in. These sentences presuppose that to know a boundary, we must know its both sides. 2. Die Grenzen wird also nur in der Sprache gezogen werden können. Speaking about boundaries of thinking is grammatically wrong, but there can be such boundaries in language. Language is a human act. Possible boundaries which Wittgenstein tries to find are boundaries of our speech act. Possible boundaries which Wittgenstein tries to find are boundaries of our speech act. We can speak about something correctly and speaking about some other things, but it is wrong. Then we must bound ourselves. These boundaries are boundaries of language and not thinking. In speaking about such borders, we speak about something that only in our language exists. There are no such boundaries out of our language. And 3, was jenseits der Grenzen liegt, wird einfach Unsinn sein. Other side of boundaries of thinking has no meaning. It is wrong grammatical. It is a wrong grammatical combination. Other side of boundaries, which Wittgenstein in language determined, is more language combinations, but they have not any sense. So, this question of Wittgenstein is important because of its logical presupposition, which also is the title of this paper, to know this chapter, actually. This chapter, to know boundary is to know its both sides. It is not the same sentence that Wittgenstein criticized. Wittgenstein's argumentation in first claim based exactly on this presupposition, and he uses it to show the speaking of boundaries of thinking is wrong. Why? Because to know the boundary means to know its both sides. Usage of this self-evident presupposition about thinking result in this complicated riddle that to know boundaries of thinking, we must know what we cannot think about it. Wittgenstein, explosion of language names. Anyway, it shows that our sentence as a presupposition is almost self-evident. To know boundaries means to know they both sides. Chapter 2, Word and its Boundaries. Part 1, Dasein in der Welt sein Zuhandenheit. In dieser ersten Teil sollten wir nur diese Presupposition oder Voraussetzung mitnehmen, dass to know boundaries is to know both, its both sides. Heidegger in his Dasein Analyse introduced in der Weltsein as Grundverfassung des Daseins. He emphasized that Dasein is unified with the world. And being in the world as a title must show this intrinsic relationship. Der zusammengesetzte Ausdruck in der Weltsein zeigt schon in seiner Prägnung an, dass mit ihm eine einheitliche Phänomen gemeint ist, Sein und Seid, fast wohl am Anfang. As being in the world, Dasein does not think about his world or its boundaries or boundaries of its elements. He uses everything in an interrelated net of instruments, which each of them potentially shows all others. More important, they are not separated from him, from Dasein, and are also aim of his practical concern. English translation for Sorge. So, Zuhandenheit explains Seinsweise of such things, being form of everything which is in Welt of in der Weltsein. He names this form of being Zuhandenheit because they are in our hand. They work without any trouble. In such a situation, we do not think about things. We use them. Thinking about something begins first after it changes its relation with us, and its form of being changes itself to Vorhandenheit. It is no Vorhanden, not more in my hand. It shows form of resistance or disharmony. It shows us itself, its boundaries. It emphasizes on its boundaries and of all boundaries. This analyze shows us that thinking about boundaries of those things which are part of our world takes place after they change their relation with us. Their form of being changes itself and we think about their boundaries. Simultaneously, through showing their boundaries, they show us our boundaries. When Heidegger's famous hammer does not work properly, I think about it. What does it mean that it does not work? Why it does not work? What do I want from it? Why I need it? Why I need at all? Who am I that need? So, and etc. It shows its boundaries and all boundaries. Through seeing its boundaries, we see all boundaries. We know ourselves through its changed form of being and its changed relation to us. In this case, it is not so difficult to understand that this process is engaged with a very deep and gentle form of self-knowledge, which result in following consequences. In case of those things which are part of our world, it is clear that both sides of boundaries are in our world, and as Dasein is not separate from the world, they have ontological relation with Dasein. B. In this case again, thinking about boundaries is based on change of being form for us. And in this case, conditions of possibility of thinking about boundaries are this special relation of Dasein with world and above mentioned possibility of change of the form of being. Chapter 2, Boundaries of in der Weltsein. So, das war erster Teil. Ich habe hier versucht, beschreiben, wenn wir über Grenzen von denjenigen Sachen, die in unserer Welt sind, denken, wir wissen beide Seiten. Jetzt gehe ich weiter zu einer anderen Form von Wissen, von etwas, das jenseits unserer Welt steht. So. In the previous section, I have tried to show those boundaries of Dasein, which are from its world. They are part of its world. With necessary ontological openness and related practical concern as Zuhandenheit, until they change their form of being and show themselves as boundaries of being in the world. It means the aims of practical concern of Dasein, but meanwhile they change their form of being and becomes his theoretical object of thinking. But to precise and expand or analyze, we must ask ourselves about conditions of possibility of thinking about those beings which are not part of our world. We must think about our relation with those things which are not in our world, about those beings that are boundaries of us as being in the world. Let us thinking about a fruit which we eat for the first time. For example, the kiwi. Ich weiß, dass wir haben alle eine Kiwi gegessen, aber nehmen wir das erstes Mal so. Oder Sie können über eine unbekannte Frucht nachdenken. Before eating first kiwi, we do not know it. In this sense, it is one of our boundaries. We do not eat, it is our boundaries. After eating it, our being changes its form from someone who has not eaten kiwi and does not know it to someone that has eaten and knows it. In this process, some consequences are: after this experience, kiwi does not become part of our world in Heidegger's sense, so, but has found its way to our world. Being has opened itself to us as kiwi. It can be part of my world when it changes its form of being to Zuhandenheit. When it finds its place between interrelated net of all being, which are aim of our practical concern. Perhaps when we buy it every week from the corner shop, or when we sell it every day in our store, or after some years that we produced it in our garden, then we do not think about its boundaries. It is part of our world. And its regular everydayness. B. Our being has been changed. It has been opened to a new openness, to a new Ereignis. Beliebte heilige Wort in Beiträge zur Philosophie und Ereignis, von Ereignis. So, it has been opened to a new openness, to a new Ereignis of being, and is expanded through this new openness. C. Our understanding of ourselves has changed. Our understanding of ourselves has been changed. First must be an event, a key. Its outstanding taste, its special skin, its peculiar smell, something new, an openness, an ergness. Then we feel this change. We see that we feel something which we have not felt before. But it is not only feeling of something new outside of us, but it is a new understanding of ourselves too. I must add that possibility of this result is conditioned. Our being must be so that can be changed, can be opened, can be expanded. From the other side, when something functions as our boundary, it means it can be part of our world. Think again on Wittgenstein's remarks. It must be a priori possible for it to be opened to me. I must be a priori able to be opened. It must be possible to us to be expanded as openness to it. In next chapter, I will discuss ontological conditions of possibility of thinking about boundaries more precisely.
Bis wann habe ich Zeit?
Viertelstunde. Etwa 10 Minuten.
Ja.
3. Conditions of possibility of knowing boundaries. To explain relation between Dasein und Sein, Heidegger writes in Beiträge zur Philosophie, das Dasein, und bitte ganz genau zuhören, das Dasein hat den Ursprung im Ereignis und dessen Kehre. Deshalb ist es nur zu gründen als die und in der Wahrheit des Seins, und Sein jetzt nicht Y, nach der Kehre, nach Dasein, nach Heidegger's Kehre. Ereignis in Heidegger language is self-manifestation of being. And Wahrheit, after his investigations on its Greek origin, aletheia, means unconcealment, entbergen oder so etwas. Dasein originates in being's manifestation and its return. Das heißt, Dasein ist nicht anders als Entbergung des Seins. Its foundation is in unconcealment of being and as unconcealment of being. Being's manifestation happens through Dasein. And it is who Dasein. It is who he sees this manifestation. Das heißt, Dasein ist diejenige, die selbst ist diese Manifestation und ist diejenige, die sieht sich selbst als Manifestation. So. In his eyes, after his seeing, manifestation returns back to its origin. So beschreibt Heidegger diese Kehre. Das Dasein, jetzt mit Bindestrich, ist der Wendepunkt in der Kehre des Ereignisses. Und das ist genau dieses Selbsterkenntnismoment. All beings are concealed in being. Manchmal Heidegger spricht von Stille der Anfang. Dann, being opens itself to Dasein as Dasein. Dasein is originated from this openness. It is founded in this manifestation. To see is its essence. Dasein is nothing else than this seeing. And through this seeing, Ereignis returns back to its origin. And therefore, he names it Wendepunkt in der Kehre des Ereignisses. All beings are concealed in being again. Dasein is founded in unconcealment as unconcealment. Unconcealment happens through Dasein for Dasein. A priori possibility of manifestation of each being is condition of possibility of seeing of this being. To see something which has not been yet seen, we must be able to see it. It must be an a priori ontological relation. I must be able to see it, to be expanded to it, to see it with my eyes as openness, as the eyes. What has not been yet seen is a possible boundary of being in the world. After openness, it has found a new openness in itself. It is expanded. So, above discussion maybe is a little complex. I will summarize it. Above discussion can be summarized in the following sentences. 1. Dasein is openness to Sein. 2. Sein encompasses all Seienden. It means, 1. Dasein, through its openness, potentially can be expanded to all Seienden and encompass them. Two, after unconcealment happens this expansion of Dasein. This is argument. Thinking about boundaries and self-knowledge as last part. In der Weltsein als Existenz. Hier ich versuche dieses Wort Existenz in meiner Art und Weise interpretieren. When we as Dasein think about Sein, we think again about our boundaries. Since Dasein is unconcealment of being, and unconcealment is border of concealment, but more important is possibility of thinking about Sein, possibility of being opened, being confronted, possibility of understanding of being. Please concentrate on this Bindestrich. Understanding. So, Verstehen ist understanding, ist bearing. Man soll diese schwere Gewicht ja, so ertragen. So, which itself is one of the most significant aspects of Dasein. This possibility for understanding and bearing enables Dasein existence, which means going outside itself, standing outside of itself. Existence as a word is combination of X, force, plus sitere, cause to stand, and means something which causes itself to stand outside of itself. This special inner dynamic of Dasein make it as an outstanding form of being peculiar that can understand being. In dem Sinne, dass kann sich erweitern und akzeptieren diese Ereignis von Dasein, von Sein, and can be expanded. So ein Zitat von Heidegger, es ist zu lang, ich werde von einer, ja, Mitte von einem Satz durchlesen. Sondern Seiende, er spricht über Dasein, sondern Seiende in der Weise eines Verstehens von Sein. Das Sein selbst, zu dem das Dasein sich so oder so verhalten kann und immer irgendwie verhält, nennen wir Existenz. The last sentence is very important. Dasein is a being that as his being form understands being. Two, existence is a special name for being of this being which always somehow concerns being. As last section discussions tried to show, we as Dasein are like an eye that sees being and beings as its unconcealment. This continuous concern of being, this understanding, this seeing, despite all pluralities, shows itself in three different modus, which all of them are engaged with boundaries and self-knowledge. One. Vielleicht 2 Minuten, ich will 2 Minuten überschreiten, aber dann bin ich am Ende. So. One, es ist eine Zusammenfassung und so Wiederholung. So. Concern of being in Zuhandenheit-Modus. It is our everyday way of understanding of being. Understanding of being. In this modus, we do not see boundaries. We live in our usual living and being is understood and forgotten. Through thinking about something from our world, we change our relation with it. It changes its form of being for us. When it is part of our world, its form of being changes from Zuhandenheit to Vorhandenheit. Thinking stands it out, emphasizes its boundaries, and show us to us. In this sense, thinking about boundaries is self-knowledge. Two, concern of being as a Ereignis. Through knowing something new, through an event, through Ereignis, being opens itself to us. We follow our expansion. We see our crossing of our boundaries. We see ourselves in past unknowing and future knowing, in closure and disclosure, in remoteness and closeness. We see ourselves both sides of our previous boundaries. It is another form of self-knowledge. Die Beile habe ich bis jetzt erzählt. Jetzt eine dritte Variation. Concern of being itself. It was null in this article. Through knowing ourselves as Dasein, we know all boundaries with Sein. Da is all boundary, all border. Da means determined through time and space. Da in Dasein means time and space. We see ourselves as time and space, as boundaries of being, as determination and demarcation of being, as its unconcealment. Eine Zitat, wichtige Zitat von Heidegger nochmal, von Beiträge. Das Dasein as Zeitraum, mit Bindestrich, nicht im Sinne der üblichen Zeit- und Raumbegriffe, sondern as Augenblickstätte. Augenblickstätte vor Zeit und Städte vor Raum. Als Augenblickstätte vor die Gründung der Wahrheit, offenes Entbergung des Seins mit Option. In seeing boundaries, which differ concealment from unconcealment, we know ourselves as unconcealment, which is differ from concealment. Seeing our boundaries in this sense concerning being, not with capital B, groß B, sein, and all relation with it, understanding it as concealed origin. Knowing ourselves as its unconcealment is the most fundamental form of self-knowledge. Dasein analyse, or the Dasein analyse, is fundamental ontology. It is so that's how it is. On the last part of the last paragraph, and I will finish, Socratic understanding of philosophy of self-knowledge and why it must be emphasized on self-knowledge. It is totally clear. Is there any more important knowledge for us human beings as self-knowledge? Is there any other question that has more priority to who am I? Miracle of Delphi, Delphi Temple, had said about Socrates that he is the sage of Athens. He is the one, he is that one who knows more than any other one, who is the wisdom of Greek and intellect of Plato. And what does he know? What makes him so brave to criticize everything, everyone, to think about every question, to see their boundaries? He has answered this question himself. He knew himself. He knew that he does not know. He was seeing, his boundaries. He was trying to cross his boundaries.